With BookBeats, I'm Don Swain. A young medical student at Harvard named Ethan Kanan had dabbled in writing. In fact, Kanan had attended the Iowa Writers' Workshop, and a few of his stories had been published in The Atlantic and other magazines. But he wasn't prepared for the phone call he received a year or two ago.
One day in my apartment in Boston, filled with dirty dishes and dirty clothes, the phone rang. Well, actually, I guess I got a letter the day before, and it was Houghton Mifflin. They said they liked the stories, and they had looked others up. Did I want to publish a book?
So Ethan Kanan wrote a few more stories, and the publisher brought them out as a collection called The Emperor of the Air, the title of the first story in the book.
I didn't expect any of this. It's on the bestseller list, made the bestseller list this week. Not even in my wildest dreams did I ever think of something like that.
In fact, Houghton Mifflin awarded Ethan Kanan its literary fellowship for the 177-page book, which puts the young writer in the company of such talents as Robert Stone, Philip Roth, and Robert Penn Warren.
A lot of the time I hate writing. I write in the morning because I dread it so much that if I wrote at night, it would ruin my whole day.
But even though he says he hates writing, Ethan Kanan has taken a leave of absence from Harvard Medical School to write a novel. There are frequent medical references in Kanan's stories, but...
We'll never write about a hospital. We'll never write overtly about medicine or openly about medicine. But if you know it, it just works its way in.
Ethan Kanan, making his literary debut with a collection of 9 well-crafted stories, The Emperor of the Air, published by Houghton Mifflin. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. With BookBeats, I'm Don Swain. A young man from San Francisco, Ethan Kanan, graduated from Stanford and then went on to the Iowa Writers' Workshop. But Kanan admits he spent most of his 2 years at Iowa drinking beer and playing softball.
I didn't write much while I was there. I just wrote 2 stories while I was there.
But those 2 stories were good enough to be published and to be included in Ethan Kanan's first book, a critically acclaimed collection of 9 stories called The Emperor of the Air. Kanan says he didn't write much at Iowa because he was afraid of criticism.
There's something about a workshop situation in which every line that sticks out at all, every risk you take in a story gets planed off. Every little nub that sticks out gets planed off because you have 13 critics in a workshop. And with 13 critics, every line in your story is bound to be disliked by somebody.
After Iowa, Ethan Kanan went to medical school at Harvard and still found time to write.
It goes in waves, though. There are times when I have no time. You know, I can't even do the laundry. But there are other times when I have plenty of time to write, and those are the times I write.
Kanan has taken a year off from Harvard to work on a novel, but he expects to return to get his MD and wants to specialize in emergency medicine.
You really learn about all of society in an emergency room because everybody gets hurt, and bank presidents and plumbers.
Ethan Kanan, winner of the Houghton Mifflin Literary Fellowship for his collection of short stories, The Emperor of the Air. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.